FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The National Homeless Network says 50% of homeless South Africans don't have IDs. The organization's Simpiwe Khoza has told a panel of political party representatives in Durban that the right to vote is not accessible to many of those living on the streets.
We therefore call on all parties, first and foremost, to acknowledge the importance of speedily providing IDs to all South Africans who lack them, whatever their economic or social status is. Commit to a waiver of the replacement fee for any person who is looking for a replacement ID for the first time. Deploy the mobile ID facilities of the Department of Home Affairs to target hotspots where homeless people gather in order to expedite provisions of IDs.
Khoza was part of a political dialogue this morning hosted by the Dennis Hurley Centre. It was an opportunity for the homeless to bring their plight directly to political parties and find out what the various election candidates' plans are to help this vulnerable community. Representatives from the IFP, DA, EFF and MK party attended the meeting in the Durban CBD. The Dennis Hurley Centre says it's been assisting about 6,000 people to get registered as voters ahead of next month's polls. The centre provides crucial support for homeless people, feeding hundreds each week, offering them showers and clean clothes, as well as access to a clinic. Now, please be advised, the following story is not suitable for young children and may be triggering for survivors of sexual abuse. The Supreme Court of Appeal has delivered a ruling on the necessity of consent for sexual acts. The court found that a person must give consent for each specific sexual act. The judgment upheld an appeal against the acquittal of a man who was sentenced for raping his girlfriend. An earlier High Court ruling overturned Loyiso Xoko's rape conviction after presenting arguments on foreplay. The law firm Norton Rose Fulbright South Africa represented the Centre for Gender Equality in court. The firm's Laura McFarlane says the judgment has made it clear that silence or a lack of opposition is not an automatic consent.
And those four principles are agreement, communication, specificity, and that consent is ongoing. So if you say yes to a drink, that is the only thing you are saying yes to. If you go forward and there might be some foreplay, the court has indicated that that too would be consent only for that particular act, and it would not be consent for any subsequent acts.
And South Africa remains committed to eliminating malaria by 2028. And that's according to the Health Department, as South Africa joins the global community to observe World Malaria Day. It says progress has been notable in provinces like KZN, Limpopo and Mpumalanga, yet local transmission requires further attention. The top story, the National Homeless Network says 50% of homeless South Africans do not have IDs. You can find more news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.